Welcome to the Intuitive Hour with psychic medium, author, and intuitive life coach, Michelle Beltran. The Intuitive Hour will empower you to learn how to magnify your intuitive voice. Listen in and expand your understanding of what it means to be psychic and how to awaken, amplify, and trust your inner voice.
The enchanting realm of clairsentience, a psychic ability deeply rooted in our intrinsic nature, and it centers around our sacral chakra. This psychic phenomenon, drawing from the French word clair in Latin and sentire, also a Latin word which means to feel, allows us to tap into an intuitive feeling beyond the physical senses. Sometimes it's an emotion. Welcome, everyone. We're exploring clairsentience and the power of the sacral chakra as it relates to this amazing gift that we all do hold. The sacral chakra, glowing with an entrancing orange hue, spins in a harmonious clockwise direction right below our navel. It serves as the conduit for this profound sensory experience. It's in this sacred space where we begin to hone, unfold, and resonate with our clairsentience gifts. Let's awaken your clairsentient powers and gifts together right now. Visualize, if you will, the vivid orange of the sacral chakra pulsating with life within you. By engaging with this chakra, you will gradually awaken to its vibrations. So draw your focus to just below your navel, immersing yourself in any sensations that arise, allowing your consciousness to meld with this energy center. This very simple yet powerful act that we do together signals to your higher self and your subconscious your readiness to fully embrace the gift of clairsentience. And your subconscious must listen to you. So allow that to begin flowing now. Trust it. Allow it to deliver you the messages you're intended to know, now and going forward. All right, moving to recognizing your clairsentient gift. So in deepening your psychic development, you might ponder your own clairsentient nature, wondering if you have it, how to know it's there. One way is to take a look at your language. Do you find yourself saying, "I feel," at the beginning of a sentence or comment to someone, or even in your thoughts? Do you say, "I feel," rather than something like, "I hear," or "I see what you're saying"? This linguistic preference may signify a clairsentient predilection, attuning more to feelings over auditory kinds of cues. Paying attention to these subtleties in your language patterns can offer insights into your psychic inclinations and which may be strongest for you. All right, let's reflect a little bit on your daily experiences as it relates to your clairsentience. So let's consider your emotional responses and feelings as you move through your daily life. I'll ask you to think back for a moment to a recent theatrical performance or event, musical performance of any kind, artistic creation. Perhaps you were at a museum. And as you were involved in that experience, what stood out to you? Think for a moment. Was it the visual spectacle? the auditory, of course, meaning sounds, or was it the emotions you felt that were conveyed? Keep in mind that sometimes it can be a combination of these things, but we're looking for the standout. If you are predominantly clairsentient, this will be your first and foremost. You will feel a lot. You will use that language, as mentioned. And what stands out in a theater performance of some kind, for example, are the emotions that were conveyed, the feelings that you have in your body. This includes if you were overcome by goosebumps on your body. Also, do you empathize deeply with others? Someone who is clairsentient will most certainly be empathic, so they feel the emotions of others, even their pets around them. Can you sense the mood of a room upon entering it? When facing important decisions in your life, do you prioritize emotional reflections? Do you really pay attention to the emotion that you receive as you're deciding in important moments about life decisions? Affirmative responses to these questions may further validate your clairsentient connection. As you embark upon opening your clairsentient gift, know that it offers a very unique perspective emphasizing emotional intuition over tangible experiences. And this sensitivity can manifest as physical sensations, as I mentioned a few moments ago, such as chills, which signal the receipt of higher symbolic messages. There might be something else in your body, a wave through your head, a poke sensation somewhere in your body. Begin to pay attention to all of that. It's also crucial to recognize that you may possess multiple psychic abilities. You may also be clairvoyant and clairaudient, also as mentioned earlier. Each enrich your understanding and interaction with the world. As you progress in your psychic exploration, you'll discover your dominant gifts. Remember also that fear may occasionally hinder your clairsentient potential. We tend to fear what we don't understand or know. Release that. Concerns about encountering uncomfortable or distressing emotions really can obstruct your psychic flow. So let it go. That's left brain mind chatter. It's fear, and it's useless here. This ability, clairsentience, and any ability for that matter, clairvoyance, clairaudience, they all come from pure love and light. They are here to guide you and help you. This ability emanates from a beautiful place of love and grace. Breathe that in with all that you are and trust it as you develop this ability. Remember, too, that affirmations and mantras can reinforce your openness and readiness to nurture and employ this gift for the benefit of yourself, but for also others. As you nurture your gift, consider setting intentions. This is a very powerful practice. It is a compass of sorts, I like to think of it that way. So each night, try this. Vocalize. Say out loud your commitment to receiving and strengthening your clairsentient ability. As you rest your head and fall into sleep, thank the universe for this beautiful ability you have been bestowed that is ready to emerge. Let the universe know you are ready. This practice of intention, it's a cementing of sorts. The practice cements your intention both consciously and subconsciously, helping you to step fully into and foster the growth of this psychic ability. All right, before we step into our meditation to help you truly expand even more your clairsentient gift together with me today, let's talk about recognizing clairsentient messages. Clairsentient communication, as you know, is feeling. It comes in emotions. It can also come in your body in a sensation. That would be inside your body, by the way, or outside. Each sensation, whether a gentle touch or an unexpected itch at the right time, carries profound significance if you'll listen. So many of you are actually receiving the messages. You're just not listening and tuning in at the moment of its arrival. As you work on this gift, that will improve. Just remember to be open and accept the insight and guidance coming from the higher realms through this gift. Begin to notice. By tuning in to this sacral chakra and nurturing your clairsentient gifts, you unlock a profound capacity for intuitive feeling, enriching your life and those around you with a deep empathy and understanding, and so much more. And just a few final words on this topic of clairsentience as it relates to our body, our body's wisdom. Your body is a treasure trove of insight, yet cultivating an awareness of the present moment is essential to unlocking this wealth of knowledge. In today's fast-paced world, the emphasis is so often placed on logical thought, pushing our emotional and physical awareness to the sidelines. This predominant focus on the logical left side of our brains means we frequently overlook or dismiss the subtle whispers of our body and our spirit. Recognizing when we receive psychic signals or messages from loved ones, from the higher, in the spiritual realm requires deliberate attention and openness. So many of us have experienced an unexplained gentle touch or sensation, a phenomenon we have no idea where it came from, but we know it to be true deep within, and only to find nothing visible to account for it, just a sense, a knowing. These moments are gifts from the spirit world, from the higher, a signal to those of you engaging in intuitive or healing practices that there is indeed a deeper meaning to decipher. Remember, everyone, intuitive insights often arrive softly, without fanfare or obvious signs. These messages are rarely straightforward. They require a heightened state of mindfulness and presence to perceive and interpret their subtleness. So, one practical approach I advocate for this is the three times rule. When I encounter the same intuitive prompt on three separate occasions, I take it as a clear sign that my own spiritual guides are trying to communicate. A message is ready for me to receive. This method, the three times rule, can serve as a reliable indicator for distinguishing between everyday thoughts and authentic psychic or intuitive guidance. I hope you'll employ it. Welcome to a gentle exploration within. As we venture into the serene world of clairsentience, you've chosen today to engage with the truly enigmatic aspect of yourself. the ability known as clear feeling. In this sacred space, we abandon the notion of doing, and instead, we immerse ourselves in simply being. Allow yourself to gently descend into a state of being, where the mind's chatter fades into the background, revealing a connection to the extraordinary, beyond the grasp of our logical understanding. Here, in this sanctuary beyond thought, you will encounter the essence of presence, becoming intimately aware of awareness itself. We stand at the threshold of numerous dimensions of our existence, now aligning with the timeless realm within us. And it's in this space of eternal stillness that we permit ourselves to release every thought, with the knowledge that we can return to them when we're ready. In your comfortable seated or lying position, ground yourself with the earth beneath you. Feel the natural rhythm of your breath, a gentle rise and fall, like the ebb and flow of the ocean's tide. Inhale through your nose, exhaling softly through your mouth, greeting this moment with attention and graceful presence. Turn your awareness now to your entire being. Explore any sensations in your body, be they stiffness or discomfort, or just a noticing of those sensations, and then gently release them. Journey through your body, starting at your feet, moving upwards, relaxing each part of your body, relinquishing any tension that may be present. Do this now for several moments. Good. Just flow through your body, relinquishing any tension. Be mindful of that jaw in particular. We hold tension here that we don't realize. Relax that area. Now, visualize before you a vibrant golden rose, and it embodies the tension, the pain, or stress you wish to release. All of that tension goes to the rose, releasing from your body in the moment you request it. Envision now removing this rose from your space. In so doing, you allow these burdens, these tensions, to find their way back to the universe, where they belong, lightening your spirit. Just let it all release. Any lingering tension, watch as it dissipates. Some of it may travel down your grounding cord and release into the earth. There may be thoughts that flow through your mind. That's okay. They'll come in and out. Thoughts are an intrinsic piece of who we are. Acknowledge them, knowing that they, too, are part of this meditative process. Greet them, and for now, bid them farewell, with the understanding that you will revisit those thoughts once this meditation concludes, if you so choose. Allow thoughts to drift, coming and going like the ocean's tide. Direct your focus now towards the lower abdomen, where the vibrant orange sacral chakra, the center of your clairsentience ability, resides. We'll open this chakra fully now together, as we tap into your clairsentient ability and awaken it fully. This chakra, a whirl of orange energy, connects deeply to your emotions and feelings, spinning with a magnificent life force. Engage now with this energy center, feeling its vibrancy and the sensations it evokes. Be with that now for a few moments. We are beings of sensation, exploring the physical world through our senses. Our clairsentience, however, invites us to connect with something far greater. Our higher selves, our guides, our subconscious. Openness and awareness are all that's required to attune to this profound sense. And this is true of all our senses. Clairsentience may manifest as sensations within or around your body, from the flutter of emotion to the slightest touch. Pay attention to these feelings without judgment, merely observing the wealth of sensations that you encounter. Take this noticing with you as you go forward. As we wind down our meditation, expand your awareness beyond your physical form, attuning to any sensations that grace your presence. Whether a touch, a breeze, or a tickle, welcome these experiences with openness and curiosity. Carry with you now the awareness, the insights gleaned from the sacred time. Know that the world within is rich with sensations and messages waiting to be discovered and understood. As you go forward, you are connecting with your clairsentience. This gift is opening and expanding for you now. Just allow and notice.